afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome you to Jefferson County Commissioners Court meeting for Monday, October 26, 2015. We'll begin our meeting today with a invocation led by Commissioner Alford, followed by the Pledge of Allegiance led by Commissioner Arnold.
If you don't mind, would you please bow your heads? Lord, we come before you one more time, asking that you give us that divine wisdom, wisdom to take to run this county and move it in the right direction, but not just each and every member of this court, each and every elected official in Jefferson County. Lord, we ask that you put your loving arms around those loved ones that are away fighting for the democracy of this country and help their families to sustain. Lord, we ask all this in Jesus Christ's name. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible,
all righty, we'll begin our agenda today with items under purchasing. One item, A, is to consider and approve, execute, receive, and file InfoPrint maintenance renewal for 2015-2016 for Jefferson County with Sirius in the amount of $24,474.42. Do I have a motion on that item?
Move.
Moved by Commissioner Weaver.
Second.
Seconded by Commissioner Arnold. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it. Under County Auditor, item A is consider and approve fiscal year 2015 budget transfer for parks for additional costs for payroll accruals in the amount of $173. Item B is consider and approve of FY 2015 budget transfer for the 60th District Court and jury for payroll accruals in the amount of $1,230. Item C is consider and approve fiscal year 2015 budget transfer for the 136th District Court for additional costs for payroll accruals in the amount of $725. Item D is to consider and approve a fiscal year 2016 budget transfer for Constable Precinct 1 for mounts for three in-car laptops in the amount of $2,194. And item E, finally, is regular county bills, check numbers 413408 through 413707. Do I have a motion on those items under auditing?
Second.
Moved by Commissioner Senegal, seconded by Commissioner Alford. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it unanimously. Under county commissioners, item A can be tabled, and we will take that off the agenda for the near future since it appears that we're going to be having a wet winter. Item B is considering possibly approve an amended order to prohibit smoking in county buildings, vehicles, and workplaces. Item C is to accept the resignation of Joel Livingston from the Drainage District 3 Board of Directors and consider appointing Jay Livingston as his replacement. Item D is to consider and possibly approve Jefferson County Tourism Committee formally tabled fall 2015 hotel occupancy tax allocation recommendations with the Beaumont CVB co-op billboard in the amount of $9,600, Beaumont and Port Arthur CVB specialty item in the amount of $2,185, Beaumont and Port Arthur CVB's trade shows in the amount of $9,978, Beaumont and Port Arthur CVB's visitor guide in the amount of $66,730, in addition to concessions in the amount of $250,000. Item E is to consider possibly approve and authorize the county judge to execute a renewal of the affiliation agreement between Jefferson County, Texas and Lamar Institute of Technology for education of pharmacy technician students. Item F is to consider and possibly revoke the approval given on September 8, 2015, authorizing the county judge to execute an interlocal agreement between Jefferson County and the University of Texas Medical Branch at Galveston for the administration associated with primary care services and required hospital services of inmates of Jefferson County. And finally, item G is consider and approve the certified roll jurisdiction summary resolution for the tax roll for the tax year 2015 for Jefferson County. Do I have a motion on those items under commissioners?
Move.
Moved by Commissioner Weaver, seconded by Commissioner Senegal. Any discussion?
Yes, Ms. Kennedy, on item F, are we in our rights to revoke this contract legally?
Thank you.
All right, on additional Six, I want to make it clear that during this budget discussion, we have a premier ballpark in Southeast Texas, if not Texas. That's, I think I made a statement that that's our golden goose because it puts a lot of heads in beds with different tournaments. Dr. Parker's here, and Judge, she can tell how many ball games or Kathy, whoever, come, how many people utilize that park. I know I put y'all on the spot and y'all didn't know, but I just want people to understand that this is trying to make sure we stay ahead of the curve on the ballparks towards the state of Texas and the United States.
I couldn't dare guess how many ball games are performed every weekend, but if any of you have ever had any grandchildren or children and you've gone out there, and I know Commissioner Alford has been out there, it is overwhelming. Our grandson goes, and even at times that you think, well, there's not going to be many people out there, the whole parking lot is completely full. The concession stand, I was sharing with somebody, just to get a bottle of water, you're standing in line for a long time. And so I think that the improvements that they have suggested here, I think John Hughes does such a good job of trying to do the right thing. And the improvements that have been suggested, I think, are going to improve just the whole atmosphere of the ballpark. But there are, if Charlie Gibbs and John Hughes were here, they could tell you, but it's thousands of games that are performed. I think one time they said that they have as many ball games in 1 month as most ballparks have in a whole year. So that kind of gives you an idea of proportion.
I mean, as other cities that are building those ballparks to compete with what we have here, and we're just trying to stay.
Yes, absolutely. Yes.
I think that was discussed during budget, and I just want to make that very clear. Mm-hmm. And the improved concession stands for it's where people can get away from the games.
Right.
Thank you.
Right.
I do know that the ball fields are the number one tourism draw in the county by far.
They are.
It's been kind of interesting the last few years since we've actually had tournament promoters fighting over dates. And,
You
know, we book up every single weekend. So
we're
in a good position
16,
there, and we want to stay there.
It is.
Any other discussion?
I have one on, I know we're going to revoke F, but also, and I want the Sheriff Department to make sure that they understand where I stand on certain things. ICS, ICH, we have brought a company here that helped reduce the potential cost of medical. And I haven't received from the Sheriff Department one of those white papers telling me why it's not good to use them. And when we start talking about $3.1 million, taxpayers' dollars, we want to make sure as a court we get the best for our money. I don't care who it is, what it is. So I would entertain them making sure somebody sit down with that group and find out how we can use it here in Jefferson County, because there's so many counties in the state using it and benefiting those different counties. That's my statement. And now
we have not entered into an agreement. That'll be an item that'll be need to be put on a future Commissioner's Court agenda, Adam. I just this morning got a overnight delivery of a best and final offer from UTMB to go along with the last offer from CCS. So I've asked Ms. Connie to make copies of all of those to distribute to the members of the court, the sheriff, and the auditor to look at. And so y'all will be getting those very shortly. And then we can have a discussion about how we want to move forward.
Yeah, Judge, Commissioners, I mean, obviously, during our last meeting, you know, I defer my judgment to the Sheriff's Office, and in doing so, I think we heard some positive things about the current healthcare provider that is on location at the jail. So that's kind of where I stand.
All right. We'll have an opportunity to discuss it further. Any other discussion on any of the items under commission? Not? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? And finally, under County Treasurer, we have one item. A is to consider, review, and possibly approve, receive, and file the 2015-2016 Jefferson County Investment Policy and Procedures, and there's no changes in this policy from last year. We have a motion on that item.
So
moved by Commissioner Arnold, seconded by Commissioner Alford. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it unanimously, and that completes a very short agenda this week. Mr. Erickson?
Judge, I just wanted to remind everybody that employees have until the end of this week, Friday, to make their elections on choice links, to change anything that they want to change, and to provide that information, supporting documentation risk management. If anybody needs any help, we have a kiosk set up in our department. We've got a number of people show up this morning to take advantage of that help and that kiosk, and we'll be there all week if there's any questions.
Thank you. We have Kevin Carey there. Hold on, Carey. I want you to explain one thing and let the public know that our change in policy on smoking. Give us a little bit of brief synopsis of that.
Well, ultimately, the only thing we're changing is, in addition, as far as our policy goes, would be to eliminate the use of any type of vaping or electronic cigarettes in the courthouse and county vehicles, that sort of thing.
Sure, we got that.
And yes, sir.
Carrie, please emphasize, a lot of employees have called me. Some are not real computer literate as I am, so we do have helping the
sure, and if they have access to a computer and need some help even just being talked through it, they can give us a call and we'll help them talk through it. Otherwise, we have the kiosk available at the front of our offices.
Thank you, Carrie.
Very good. Anything further?
Yes, Ms. Kidby.
Everybody, we still have another week of early voting. Turnout is very low. We've had less than 1,400 people in this entire county to vote so far on the amendments, and we do have several of the amendments that does affect our county. I think it's
major.
1, 2, 4, and 7 we need to take a look at. So please remind everybody to go out and vote this week. If not this week, November the 3rd is the election day.
What's those times? Matter of fact, do we have, what's the times? Are we 8 to 8 or 8 to 5?
This week, Monday through Wednesday is 8 to 5. Thursday and Friday is 7 to 7. And then, of course, Election Day, Tuesday, November the 3rd, is 7 a.m. to 7 p.m.
Yeah. Proposed constitutional amendment number 7, extremely important for the future of Texas. You know, we're getting 1,000 to 2,000 new people a day in the state of Texas. We've grown dramatically over the last several years, and our transportation infrastructure is not kept up by a long shot with the needs for transportation resources in the state of Texas. We've obviously had a lot of oil and gas exploration and drilling with the advent of fracking. We've created more new jobs than the rest of the country, hence the attractiveness of Texas as a venue to live in and work in. But the gas tax has remained the same since 1991, I believe, and has not accounted for the extreme inflationary increases in the cost of road building materials. And so we've lagged behind, and what the funding that's been provided to TxDOT won't even keep up with the future maintenance needs of the roadways currently in place, let alone provide for any new transportation avenues. So number 7 is extremely important. It doesn't create any new taxes. It simply diverts 25% of the monies that would ordinarily go into the rainy day fund, which come from oil and gas severance taxes. And those have been running extremely high because of the oil and gas activity up through this legislative session. So I think it's certainly something that Texas needs if we're going to continue to compete for jobs and economic development. So thank you. Anything else? If not, we are adjourned. Thank you for being here.